Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
WPHT, HD3, Philadelphia, from the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
All right, joining me now, I'm very excited to welcome to the program Kash Patel, former Chief of Staff to the Secretary of Defense and author of Government Gangsters, The Deep State, The Truth, and the Battle for Our Democracy. Kash, welcome to Philadelphia. President Trump was on yesterday, you're on today. This has been a great week for me so far.
Hey, that's a good lineup. I will follow the president anytime. Great to be with you, Rich, in the city of brotherly love.
I know you've also worked on a few movies as well. You are working so hard to expose the deep state, Kash, and I talk about this a lot on my show. I find that the biggest problem we face right now is the fact that we have a government that tried to stop Donald Trump from getting elected, tried to undermine his presidency while he was president, helped Joe Biden in 2020 by covering up the Hunter Biden laptop story, saying it was Russian disinformation, and is at it again, trying to stop him from becoming president once again.
Absolutely. Look, as a chief investigator for Russiagate, where the Russia collusion is nonsense, and the guy who caught the FBI working with the Hillary Clinton campaign, feeding false intelligence to a secret court to unlawfully surveil President Trump, that's a spy novel in itself. But no, it's not. It's modern day politics in the United States of America brought to you by the deep state. And when we expose that, people called us the crazy conspirators, we just double down and show them the truth through government documents. We put it out there in The Plot Against the President. I expose it all in my book, Government Gangsters. But they don't stop. That's the thing. Whether it's Russiagate, January 6th, whether it's 51 Intel letter, whether it's Hunter Biden's laptop, whether it's Joe Biden's classified documents case, these people have created a two-tier system of justice, a weaponized form of intelligence for one purpose, to kneecap Donald Trump. And it's not a right-wing conspiracy anymore, because thanks to your great show, we keep cranking out the truth, and more Americans are saying, I was lied to by the deep state. Reagan election.
Yeah, and you know, there's no consequences for these people, and that's the part of this that frustrates me so much. Lisa Page and Peter Strzok going back and forth about how we will stop him, we will stop him. All these FBI abuses where they go in there and they query Americans' data through FISA, the FISA warrants against Carter Page and George Papadopoulos, but there's never any repercussions to these people. They know they're going to get away with it, Kash Patel, and that's why they keep doing it.
Not only do they get away with it, what I talk about in my book, Government Gangsters, is if you want a promotion in government, screw up. If you want a huge promotion, screw up intentionally and be a corrupt actor for political purposes. And look, at least we, when we did the Russiagate investigation, we got the likes of Comey and McCabe and Strzok and Page and all those guys fired. Now, I agree. As a former federal prosecutor, I want the law and the Constitution upheld, not just to everyday Americans, but especially to those charged with serving our nation. Like these corrupt government gangsters, these deep state actors. And it was one of the most frustrating things when the Barr Justice Department failed to go after them appropriately or bent the knee by saying, oh, well, we didn't, quote unquote, find any bias. even though these are the folks saying how Walmart shoppers smell and how they had an insurance policy against Donald Trump and how their hatred through their sources for Donald Trump was so high that there could be no unbiased position in that FISA. But let alone these people were given a promotion, a contributorship on CNN, MSNBC, and rewarded for their get out Trump tactics. And that's going to continue unless and until we defeat the deep state in D.C.
Yeah, so well said. Yeah, every time you turn on the TV and you see John Brennan or James Clapper or any of these other deep state hacks on television, this symbiotic relationship between the corporate media and the deep state, it's laughable and frustrating, too. And it's why, you know, they'll write a glowing piece in The New York Times and 60 Minutes will do a puff piece on Ray Epps, for example. Uh-huh. The coordination between them and their use of sources. And this has to stop, this revolving door between these people in the national security state who then either go on boards of corporations or wind up on television or both, and then impact things like where our tax dollars go and funding for Ukraine. I mean, it's so incestuous, Cash.
Yeah, and let's remind the people about John Brennan, one of the architects of the Russiagate cover-up. John Brennan, who as CIA director unlawfully spied on Senate campaign Senate staffers on Capitol Hill and lied about it. And then let's go to his pal, James Clapper, who lied under oath to the American people in Congress about illegally using FISA on American citizens. These are the intelligence officials that also signed the 51 Intel letter. That was a complete fraud to rig a presidential election. They knew Hunter Biden's laptop was not Russian disinformation. The FBI knew it as well, and they did it just because they wanted to defeat Donald Trump and they didn't care about lying to achieve their end goal. And that's just a couple of examples, but there's so many more, as you highlight. And that's what forced me to write this book, Government Gangsters, by the way, which the movie is coming out next month. I'm happy to tell your audience a little surprise there for y'all.
Awesome.
And I think we need to continue the mission of educating people. We are not the conspiracy theorists. We are the guys that have been putting out the truth. You have been courageously putting it out on the media, which is not an easy thing to do for years now. And people are starting to flock to us because we have been the ones holding the truth up, not the deep state, not the radical left, and certainly not Joe Biden.
Yeah, and if anybody wants to watch a movie before Cash's movie comes out, the Amazon movie, The Report, shows how Brennan broke into that skiff and had the CIA spy on that joint bipartisan Senate committee, which was chaired by Dianne Feinstein. But again, no ramifications. As long as you come out and you're anti-Trump, you get away with
right.
it. Clapper lying under oath about the spying of American citizens, which is, as far as I know, Cash Patel, lying to Congress is now the worst thing you can possibly do until it isn't, and no ramifications to him.
Right. It's actually a felony. If I lied to Congress or any American lied to Congress, they would be prosecuted. But this Department of Justice, the Department of Justice I used to work at and love, is so corrupt and has completely lost its way and been steered by politics over this last decade that it cannot have any accountability. And it cannot be believed by any American in terms of the reforms it is putting out in our government, because they are part, they, the DOJ, Merrick Garland and his leadership and Chris Wray, are part of the corruption cycle. Now we just learned in the Judge Cannon's new release documents that who was lying to the American public? NARA, at the behest of DOJ's lawyers and the White House counsel, which we have been saying this entire time. And they called us the criminal conspiracy theorists, and they charged Donald Trump unlawfully based on proclamations from these deep state government gangsters.
And I'm glad you use the term gangsters. And I'll tell you why, because not only does it resonate in Jersey and Philly, but also because gangsters use intimidation tactics. And one of the things about this Department of Justice is they love to intimidate the American people. The example of Merrick Garland writing that letter to parents and saying, hey, you might be a domestic violent extremist. The profiling that's done, if you buy a Cabela's fishing hat, you know, you could be a terrorist. And so all these tools that we gave the government after 9/11 to, quote unquote, protect us and use to keep us safe from terrorists. Well, now we're the terrorists just because we have MAGA hats, and they use all these things against the American people. And it's infuriating.
No, you're absolutely right. And then you have the director of the FBI, Chris Wray, who goes to Congress and lies to them and us under oath, saying domestic terrorism on the rise. The only reason it's on the rise is because he and Merrick Garland reorchestrated the case filing system at the FBI, and we know this thanks to brave whistleblowers, and took agents off child sex trafficking cases in the Midwest and relabeled those cases domestic terrorism cases, all related to Trump supporters on January 6th, so they could establish a political narrative the disinformation campaign that domestic terrorism is on the rise thanks to MAGA supporters. This is what law enforcement has done in our country, and this is why we have no faith in them, and it needs to be completely revamped.
All right, so let's talk about that, because in American Gangsters, you lay it out for us, and you show how deep it really goes. And it that's remarkable. I mean, the fact that the CIA was involved in covering up the COVID lab leak, the how deep does this all go, Cash?
Look, here's the thing. It's always been mostly at the leadership level. And I want to reiterate, the guys and gals that I worked with for 16 years in government service are mostly amazing Americans who suit up every day to serve. They don't care about their name in the media. They don't care about the credit. They care about the mission. But it was destroyed by the likes of the Uniparty, Gina Haspel, Rod Rosenstein, Chris Wray, Merrick Garland, Bill Barr, Mark Esper, Merrick Garland. The list goes on. And these people come in and think government exists to service their own egos and establish themselves and their names in the Hollywood Hills. And that's the problem. Because of their shared hatred for Donald Trump and their desire to pet themselves on the back repeatedly and have their ego shine constantly, that is what Washington, D.C. has devolved into. That is why people hate the swamp. And it's these leadership officials that have allowed government to be polluted and corrupted to achieve a political end. And we must root these people out by name. That's what we're on right now. That's our mission right now. And then we must educate your audience as to the truth about the upcoming election cycle. So they vote based on the truth. That's all I want, man. I want people to vote based on the truth come November. And I think if they do that, Donald Trump will win. But I think if we give them the truth, we are doing them the greatest service we can.
Yeah, 100%. And, you know, when I talked to the president yesterday, and he, I mean, the Pennsylvania primary is today, as you know, and instead of being out there campaigning, they have him stuck in a New York City courtroom. And he made the point that this is coming directly from the Biden White House. I mean, could you imagine the outrage from the corporate media if Joe Biden was in an Alabama courthouse today and wasn't able to campaign in Pennsylvania?
Oh, the hypocrisy is just dripping from the halls of Washington, D.C. and the White House. And that's just it. The two-tier system of justice is their biggest brand of hypocrisy. And what they are doing right now is utilizing it to kneecap Donald Trump, keep him out of the great state of Pennsylvania for the primary, just for the purposes of trying to defeat him. Because here's the thing. They're not that stupid on the left. They figured out that Donald Trump is a far superior candidate to Joe Biden or anyone the Democrats will ever put up. They have figured out that their reckless policies on the border, on Iran, on Russia, on China, on the economy have destroyed American lives and killed innocent civilians. So they can't run on those things. So the only thing they can run on is, oh, orange man bad, and we must put him in jail via our corrupt system of justice. That's all they got left.
When Trump gets in there, and knock on wood, and hope to God he does, I know that there are ways that we actually can root out the deep state. We can restore the balance in the executive branch of government away from these unelected bureaucrats and restore it to the person who has the mandate from the American people to actually govern. And the fact that we know how we can get there, that there's a roadmap to doing so, is why I think they're so panicked and why they're so worried and they need to stop Donald Trump, because they know, and the deep state and the swamp and all these, you know, these steak dinners on Capitol Hill and all the defense contractors and everybody else who gets rich off this stuff, they, and the pharmaceutical companies that get rich off this stuff, I mean, they don't want that gravy train to end. And what I'm worried about is they're going to do anything they possibly can to stop this man from becoming president.
Well, those people you just identified are part of the deep state, in part. And they will combine forces with leadership at government to ensure their survival. And that's just it. We started this process with Russiagate when we exposed the deep state for the first time in decades and showed the venom that they operate at. And now they realize that if Donald Trump should win again in November, they know he will end their meal ticket. He will end their corruption. He will return government service to and for the American people. And they are terrified. The lobbyists, the deep state operatives in the defense industrial complex, those uniparty officials in government that have done nothing for the American public except service their own egos, are terrified that if Donald Trump comes back, he's going to root out all their corruption. And here's step one. I talk about it in the book. Establish a declassification office that on a rolling basis, 24/7, puts out American information to Americans about every single piece of corruption in the last 50 years in the United States of America.
Love it.
Every department and agency. That's where we start. That's where we get accountability. That's
love
where
it.
We get the truth.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it. And isn't it so, I mean, amazing how many things are classified, number one. Number two, I'm at least I'll say this, the silver lining in all this is that for years, guys like you, brave patriots who work so hard to serve this country and serve our government and serve the American people, people like me with a microphone, we were called conspiracy theorists. We were called, you know, I mean, the worst of the worst, right, Cash?
Yeah, you're not. We're actually the people that held up the truth, and they hated us for it.
And they do that on purpose. They use those monikers as an insult so that other people won't try to dig in and find out for themselves, because nobody wants to be called a conspiracy theorist. Nobody wants to be labeled that. And people who work in have jobs and they're standing members of their communities, they don't want to be labeled that. So again, that's another tactic by the government gangsters to intimidate people.
Yeah, look, it's easy to have political pinata targets. It's easy to say, oh, we're not corrupt. We're the United States government. We're G-Men. My name's James Comey. I'm James Clapper. I'm, you know, Mr. Brennan or who have you. It's easy to say, we're not the liars. We spent our careers servicing this country. And that's why that narrative was able to lift off in the first place, because there was a few of us like me and Devin Nunes who dared to call them out for their corruption. And that's why it's been such an uphill battle, because it's easy for the media to join in with the deep state. And remember, there is no deep state without the conspirators in the mainstream media who lobby their disinformation campaigns out there. And that's why they use them to say, oh, personal attacks. And that's how we know we've won. The one thing I learned from President Trump and Devin Nunes and others, when they are lambasting you personally with cheap rhetoric, you are over the target. And they've been doing it to me every day since I left the Trump administration. They're doing it again today. That just means to me I'm doing my job. I'm not going to bend the knee. We are going to take this wrecking ball to Washington, D.C., and level the deep state once and for all.
Love it. Government gangsters, the deep state, the truth, and the battle for our democracy. Cash Patel, listen, man, it'd be an honor to host you for a screening of the movie in the Philadelphia area, host you for a book event, whatever I can do to help you. You are courageous, my man, and keep up the fight.
Thank you, my friend, and I'll take you up on that. Really appreciate it. Look forward to coming to Philly.
Let's make it happen. Cash Patel, thank you.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rings.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Scioli Show. On your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Trump slams the college protests, anti-Israel protests, as a disgrace, and he's right. Welcome back to the show, our fourth and final hour here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, 855-839-1210. On Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. Thanks for being here today. The big story of the hour brought to you by my buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria. VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile with two offices to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. He's the man, Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. What's happening on these college campuses? I mean, it's insane. It is insane. We even have a college professor coming out and saying that I wouldn't feel safe with my kid wearing anything, yarmulke, nothing. I would not feel safe with that. That's what we're dealing with right now on these college campuses. And earlier today, President Trump spoke out about this, about the situation, what's going on these college campuses in the United States of America right now. And this is the Democrat Party and Joe Biden's very fine people on both sides moment, as it's being referred to. Joe Biden's very fine people on both sides moment. Just to refresh your memory about that, that's what Joe Biden said yesterday when he condemned the anti-Semitic protests, but also people who don't understand what the people of Palestine want. It's being referred to as his very fine people moment. You remember when the media crucified over Donald Trump, taking what he said at the time out of context with regards to Charlottesville. But nevertheless, with Biden, they give him a complete pass on this. But just to refresh your memory, this is what Biden said yesterday.
Do you condemn the anti-Semitic protests on college campuses?
I condemn the anti-Semitic protests. That's why I've set up a program to deal with that. I also condemn those who don't understand what's going on with the Palestinians and how they're being...
See, so that's the very fine people on both sides moment right there. And if you remember, Joe Biden, they said he decided to run because of Charlottesville. Deputy White House Press Secretary, this is from the audio only here aboard Air Force One. Listen to this just as a reminder.
He directly addressed the vile comments that circulated over the weekend with a call to action saying that we must speak out against the alarming surge of anti-Semitism because silence is complicity. Like we said, while every American has the right to peaceful protest, calls for violence and physical intimidation targeting Jewish students and the Jewish community are blatantly anti-Semitic, unconscionable, and dangerous, and they have no place on any college campus or anywhere in the United States of America. Echoing the rhetoric of terrorist organizations, especially in the wake of the worst massacre committed against the Jewish people since the Holocaust, is despicable. We are, of course, monitoring these situations closely. There has been alarming rhetoric that we want to be sure we are meeting our responsibility to speak out against. We will continue to do that. And that is a commitment the president made in the first ever national strategy to counter anti-Semitism. That is something he feels very strongly about. You all remember that he made the decision to run because of the anti-Semitic bile that was chanted in Charlottesville. And that is something he will continue to do.
But let's understand something. He's trying to have it both ways. He's trying to placate the anti-Israel people in the Democrat Party, the pro-Hamas wing of the party, AOC, Ilhan Omar, Rashida Tlaib, all those wackos, all the young wackos that you see on college campuses. And where are they being fueled? Who's fueling them? Well, people like Senator Bernie Sanders in his own party. Senator Bernie Sanders on the Senate floor today saying that essentially now what Netanyahu is doing is the equivalent of genocide. So you within the Democrat Party, think of this civil war that's occurring. John Fetterperson comes out and says, hey, these people are not protesters. They're a-holes. And good for him for saying that. And then you have Bernie Sanders on the floor of the Senate saying this. So it begins with a cough. I apologize. It's Bernie started that with a cough. The cough was not edited out. Let me just start again. There you go.
Mr. President.
A little verklempt.
Started this war, and that is true. But this war stopped being about defending Israel a long time ago. What is going on now is the destruction of the very fabric of Palestinian life. It is impossible to look at these facts and not conclude that the Israeli government's policy has been, quite deliberately, to make Gaza uninhabitable for Palestinians. And clearly, there are powerful voices in Israel's extreme right-wing government who have been quite open about their desire to drive the Palestinian people out of both Gaza and the West Bank.
This is what's fueling the protests. This is what's fueling the young people. This is the Democrat Party. This is the problem that Joe Biden has going into the general election. He's trying to have it both ways. He's trying to placate both. But you have such an anti-Israel, pro-Hamas wing of the Democrat Party that is the source of this. So understand. I mean, this is a party that has a deep, deep conflict. The corporate media does not reveal that to you. They don't tell you that. I'm telling you that. That's my job. My job. People, this is my job. My job is to tell you this stuff because they don't. They don't tell you this stuff. There's a civil war breaking out in the Democrat Party right now, and it's going to be part of the reason why Joe Biden loses. Part of the reason. Here's what Trump said earlier today at the courthouse outside New York when he was asked about this situation on college campuses as he walks up to the podium.
It's a big day in Pennsylvania, and we hope the people get out there and vote. It's important to vote to let them know that we're coming on November 5th. We're coming big. Today is preliminary, but still it's very important, and maybe they'll think also about a very good person who's running for the Senate in Pennsylvania, Dave McCormick, and he's doing a good job. He's working very hard, successful man, wants to put his success to the country. He'll be a very good senator, so hopefully they'll be behind Dave and get out there and vote today. So Pennsylvania, get out and vote. What's going on at the college level and the colleges, Columbia, NYU, and others, is a disgrace. And it's really on Biden. He has the wrong signal. He's got the wrong tone. He's got the wrong words. He doesn't know who he's backing. And it's a mess. And if this were me, he'd be after me. He'd be after me so much, but they're trying to give him a pass. But what's going on is a disgrace to our country. And it's all Biden's fault, and everybody knows it. He's got no message. He's got no compassion. He doesn't know what he's doing. He can't put two sentences together, frankly. He is the worst president in the history of our country. And again, what's going on is a disgrace. Now, it's interesting outside. For great Americans, people that want to come down and they want to protest at the court, and they want to protest peacefully, we have more police presence here than anyone's ever seen. For blocks, you can't get near this courthouse. And yet you have nobody up at a college where you have very radical people wanting to rip the colleges down, the universities down. And that's a shame. But it all starts with Joe Biden. The signals he puts out are so bad. And I can tell you, he's no friend of Israel, that's for sure. And he's no friend of the Arab world either. You take a look at what he said. He's no friend of, he doesn't know what to do. He doesn't know what to do. He wants to take like a middle ground, and oftentimes that doesn't work, but it's certainly not working here. But what he's done to Israel is...
The middle ground that the president is speaking about, future president is speaking about, he's right. I mean, Biden wants to play both sides. He's trying to play both sides. And I've told you the reason why, because Michigan and Minnesota has a lot of these people. They voted for none of the above in the Democrat primary. The areas where the colleges are in those states, where you have a lot of young people who are echoing the sentiments you're seeing play out at Columbia University, for example. And Biden has not locked down his crazy base. So instead of just running a general election campaign, Biden is banking on the fact that they'll keep Trump in court, keep him off the playing field, and he can try to play both sides of this Israel issue and somehow keep the people that hate Israel and want to see Israel wiped off the map. I mean, that's what these students are saying, from the river to the sea, and that's, I mean, that's what they're saying, to keep them happy to come out and vote for him. I just don't know how, if you are somebody who's Jewish in America and you're a reasonable, sane person, you can vote Democrat at this point. I don't know how you can do it. Seeing what's happening, I don't know how you can pull the lever for them. I don't get it. And maybe they won't. Maybe this is a wake-up call. Here's a little more of Trump.
Abandon them. And he's trying to be as nice as he can to the other side. Call it the Arab world, but that's not working either, because they get him. And he's an incompetent man. A peace will never happen with a guy like this. Thank you very much.
Now, let's understand something else here, too. Shortly after 9/11, the president of Columbia College, Columbia University in New York City, which has been the epicenter of this, said something very interesting shortly after 9/11. See if I can find this here. This was covered by Brent Scherer on Facebook or Twitter, retweeted this. It was in an event just 2 months after September the 11th. Columbia University's current president, Manoush Shafiq, said the following.
So it's not, you'll always have individuals who will have extreme views. But what's really troubling in the region is that there's actually quite a broad base of society which has some sympathy for the terrorists. Not so much because they approve of their methods, but it's a form of protesting against a system which is not delivering for them on the economic or the political front.
Terrorism is a form of protest. Got that? Brent is the investigations editor at the Daily Wire. And just hear that again. Just absorb that. Absorb that for a moment of what terrorism is.
Always have individuals who will have extreme views. But what's really troubling in the region is that there's actually quite a broad base of society which has some sympathy for the terrorists. Not so much because they approve of their methods, but it's a form of protesting against a system which is not delivering for them on the economic or the political front.
But they don't agree with their methods. Just understand that. They don't agree with their methods. These are crazy days. And then Ilhan Omar's whack job daughter, she claims that she was sprayed with chemical weapons while she was protesting. This is the lunacy here of people, as they call the police, the KKK, and everything else. Chemical weapons, tear gas, some sort of, I guess the equivalent of mustard gas that they use in World War One. I'm assuming here.
Do other student groups have this kind of target on their back, or do you feel that you are being targeted because of the fact that it is in solidarity with Palestinians and against what Israel is doing to Palestinians?
Oh, this is 100% targeted. Every single protest that we have, there's a group of counter-protesters that bring all of their items, their flags and things like that, and they're not seen as having unsanctioned protests or really receive the kind of disciplinary warnings that many of our fellow organizers receive just for being seen at these protests. And so there is definitely some hypocrisy here, especially you can kind of see it with the students that were sprayed us with the chemical weapons and the fact that there's no public information as to what happened to them, but rather the university is actively discussing what is happening to the students here and making it a whole public spectacle rather than when we haven't done anything to physically harm students, whereas those that sprayed those chemical weapons physically harmed students.
Chemical weapons. A friend of mine who's very astute in politics made a great analogy. He said, I think between the Iran attack on Israel and the Columbia student protest, Trump will win. This is reminiscent of 1968. With student protests and, coincidentally, the DNC convention in Chicago. Trump's law and order theme, like Nixon's, will resonate with voters in this swing state and even in a lot of New Jersey, as a matter of fact, as well. I agree with him. And you're going to have protests at the Democrat National Convention because Joe Biden is not locked down crazy. So you're going to have those protests there as well. No question about it. Listen, Cherry Hill Volvo on Route 70 in Cherry Hill. My great friends over there would love to see you. This is an amazing time to get there because they have a renovation special going on. And because of the renovation, which had to be done, Judah's father founded the dealership in the early 1960s. It had to be done. But it's a little inconvenient. And they're also working on Route 70. But to make up for that, my friends at Cherry Hill Volvo are giving some of the most amazing offers on top of their already aggressive pricing and promotions. All you have to do is go see my friend Judith Krupnik, Yosef Cohen, the entire team there. They're in these very nice, luxurious trailers. They're there to serve you. You'll have the same great customer experience you will always have at Cherry Hill Volvo. But to make up for the renovation and any inconvenience it causes you, extra savings during their renovation extravaganza. And with spring, also doubling down on the savings as well. And they've got a great, great inventory. I was just there a couple weeks ago, picked up my new XC60, beautiful, beautiful SUV. Love it. Love the technology. Love how safe it is on the road. And the experience was fine. The renovation's not a big deal at all. So whether it's the S-Class made at their plant in South Carolina, maybe the XC40, the XC60, or the XC90 with the third row, get the kids down the shore safe and sound. Either way, whether it's a new or certified pre-owned Volvo, Cherry Hill Volvo will take great care of you. And of all the Volvo dealerships in all the land, they are the ones who stand with us. Cherry Hill Volvo stands with us, and they are our studio sponsor. That means a lot, and that's why you should go see them today. Cherry Hill Volvo on Route 70 in Cherry Hill, where relationships matter.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
And Columbia University has announced officially classes will be remote for the rest of the year. as anti-Israel protests rock the school. Welcome back. Glad you're here today. And before I turn over to the great one, Mark Levin, I just wanted to share a couple of thoughts with you regarding day two of the president's trial and what he said today outside the courthouse, which is, I'd love to come out here and talk to you. You know, everybody's allowed to talk about me. Everybody's allowed to say these things about me, but I'm not allowed to talk to you. I can't say what's on my mind. And as I've told you before, this is outrageous. The guy's running for president of the United States, and they're taking him off the playing field, and they're doing that on purpose. They're doing that on purpose so that he cannot have a fair race. That's what's happening. And it's awful. And Jonathan Turley, when Trump was on the show yesterday, you heard him mention Jonathan Turley, and he said, you know, everybody from Jonathan Turley and others have all said that this trial is a joke. Andy McCarthy made a great point today. You know, there's no statutory crime for a campaign to cover up what could be negative information. There's no statutory crime. There's nothing in statute that says you have to be honest with voters. Campaigns do it all the time. They do it all the time. They try to cover up embarrassing information. And embarrassing information can be lots of different things. And Jonathan Turley echoed the same point today. He said this.
What is clear is in this case, Trump is right. I mean, this is an embarrassment. I mean, the fact that we are actually talking about this case being presented in a New York courtroom leaves me in utter disbelief. I mean, the arguments today did, in fact, capture all the problems here. You know, you had this misdemeanor under state law where that had run out. This is going back to related to the 2016 election. And they zapped it back into life by alleging that there was a campaign finance violation under the federal laws that doesn't exist.
Exactly. That doesn't exist because there's nothing in federal law that says you have to disclose if you try to hide negative information. Like I said, there's no Gumata clause in Article 2 of the Constitution. There's lots of things candidates have to try to suppress. There's lots of different things. Things they did in college, things that they've done in their personal life, things they've done in their business life. Campaigns do this stuff all the time. And it's not election interference to try to hide embarrassing or potentially negative information from voters. It's a campaign strategy. I'm not saying it's the right thing to do. I'm not saying it's the wrong thing to do. I'm saying it's just what happens. Campaigns do it all the time. Sometimes the campaigns will decide it's better if we just address this front and center and hang a lantern on our problems and get ahead of it. They're campaign decisions that are made for the best interest of trying to win the campaign, because that's the job. The job is to win. Election interference, you interfere by trying to win. Anybody who tells you otherwise is just lying to you. Anybody who tells you otherwise is lying. Every campaign tries to win, and sometimes they have to deal with what is, unfortunately, some very negative stuff that goes against the candidate, stuff in the background. And all you can do is hope that it either doesn't come out, take the steps to try to suppress it from coming out, or put it out there yourselves and get it out there in front of everybody. I've literally been in the room before when those decisions have been made. The argument today in court that the Trump campaign colluded with the National Enquirer to make the story go away. So what? Campaigns collude with the media all the time to write puff pieces, to try to feed reporters stuff on their opponents, and yeah, to try to bury stories. What's wrong with that? That's not a problem. There's nothing illegal about that. They go, oh, David Pecker, and they're having so much fun with his name. Well, David Pecker, you know, he and the campaign worked to make the Stormy Daniels story go away. So what? So what? There are campaigns that work deliberately to try to plant stories on their opponents. There are campaigns that try to work deliberately to plant stories on the candidate. Campaigns build up good relationships with reporters so that they hope that a positive story will come out, and they hope that a negative story will go away. And if the National Enquirer buys the rights to a story and decides not to publish it, that's not illegal. Nothing illegal about that. What if they bought the rights to a really positive story and decided not to publish it? Would that be a crime? Of course not. Would that be election interference? Because you didn't reveal this really warm and fuzzy, heartfelt story about the candidate. You sat on it. And if people had known what a great guy he is, maybe they would have voted for him. I mean, it's so stupid. There's nothing about this case that's grounded in law or reality in any way. And what's happening to Trump right now is outrageous. But the craziness of what you hear, this is some more protests at Columbia University. Take a listen to this. Jews are pigs and we are Hamas and long live Hamas. This is the latest of the nuttiness. Keep it moving, you Zionist pigs.
We are Hamas!
You're Hamas, wow. You're what? You're Hamas?
Yes, we're all Hamas, pigs.
I'm not Hamas! That's you!
Nice. That's why Columbia University has announced that they are going to have to do classes remote for the rest of the year because of this kind of craziness. That's why they've had to do this. So as you look at all this being played out, and Trump's in a courtroom, and everybody understands exactly what's happening. They see this. They see America is on fire. Oh, and, you know, good for Trump. He came out, and I wanted to ask him about the TikTok ban yesterday, but again, I respected his time. They said 10 minutes. I stuck to 10 minutes. A man of my word. But he did put out a statement regarding the TikTok ban, and this is what he said. He said the following. Young people and lots of others must remember this on November 5th, Election Day, when they vote. They must also remember, more importantly, that he is destroying our country and is a major threat to democracy. Trump has for months called TikTok less of a danger to the United States than Facebook and its parent company, Meta. A TikTok spokesperson said, it's unfortunate that the House of Representatives is using the cover of important foreign and humanitarian assistance to once again jam through a ban that would trample the free speech rights of 170 million Americans, devastate 7 million businesses, and shutter a platform that contributes $24 billion to the U.S. economy annually. And there's opposition to the TikTok ban by people like Rand Paul and Matt Gaetz of Florida. Senator Rand Paul said, I think it's a terrible idea, and it's the hysteria that's running through both parties right now. In America, we don't just tell people you can't own a company because we don't like you. And 150 million people use their First Amendment freedom to express themselves on TikTok, and you can't just have that taken away from them. And the TikTok ban is a Trojan horse. The president will be given the power to ban websites, not just apps. Trump has come out forcefully now against the TikTok ban. He said, just so everybody knows, especially the young people, crooked Joe Biden is responsible for banning TikTok. He is the one pushing it to close and doing it to help his friends over at Facebook become richer and more dominant and able to continue to fight, perhaps illegally, the Republican Party. It's called election interference. Now, remember, at one point he wanted to ban TikTok, and I'm glad he's seen the light on this. I'm glad he's seen the light and realizes now that it will be used again to suppress the speech of conservatives. Listen, that guy, Jake Auchincloss, that Massachusetts Democrat representative who said the quiet part out loud, he said, we want to regulate all social media. We, Congress, want to regulate all social media, but we have to get TikTok housed under American law in order for us to do that. So this is a way for them to be able to regulate all social media apps. And in doing so, just so you understand, they'll be able to shut down Elon Musk. If Trump's against it and you've been for it, I'm just asking you to do me a favor. Think about that. Think about why he's had this 180, why he's had this revelation. Think about it. It's not because he's bought off. It's not because he's got a campaign contribution. None of the other lies the media is telling you. It's because he's become acutely aware. It's why he's against FISA now. You heard him say it on my show yesterday. It is become acutely aware to the former president that the government takes all this power that we give them and weaponizes it and uses it for political purposes against their political enemies. And they're doing it exactly to him. And they're doing it to you, just like I talked about with Kash Patel at the start of the hour. And they will continue to do it to you, these gangsters in government. Every time you give them another tool, they'll use it against their political enemies, and their political enemies are you and me. Have a great rest of your night. Thank you so much for listening to the show. The great one, Mark Levin, is up next. Enjoy the rest of your night. Keep the conversation going on Twitter, @RichZeoli. Thank you.
Rich Cioli weekday afternoons 3 to 7. Talk Radio 1210. WPHT. And on the free Odyssey app.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.